Well, good evening, everybody, and I'd like to welcome you all to the meeting. And I'm sure you can hear me loud and clear. And can I ask for everyone's full cooperation and to adhere to the current guidelines with regards to the conduct of the meeting? Everyone should ensure that their mobile phones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. Members of the public and press must refrain from using the instant messaging facility during the meeting, and anyone found to be doing so will be given a warning. Can everybody hear me at home? Everybody?
Yes, Chair, I can now. Yeah, thank you.
And everybody else online?
Yes, sorry, yeah.
Get on, Willie. Thanks very much. So, well, I was asking Sir earlier about the opening remarks. I said, no, you're fine. What's read? Then it's on the corner. Well, under Chairman's remarks, I would like to welcome and to introduce Conor Sage, who has taken up the role of Assistant Director of Sustainability. We've got a background on Conor. He joined the Council on the 1st of December 2023 from the Northern Health Trust, where he was Assistant Director with responsibility for estates. I would like to wish you all the best in your career with us, and we look forward to working with you in the years ahead. So very warm welcome. And I'd also like to take this opportunity of thanking Gail and Aidan for their sterling work as Acting Assistant Directors from April until now. They have definitely kept the show on the road over the last 9 months and have risen to the challenges, particularly with the elections last May and the response to the devastating floods in late October and November. And it has been a tumultuous few months, and indeed I'd also like to thank all our staff who worked tirelessly and still work tirelessly to deliver services all year round. And I understand that Brian Rankin, Head of Sustainability, has resigned from the Council and will be leaving us on the 26th of January 2024. Brian will be a loss to the Council, and I'd like to wish him all the best in his new role. Brian's departure will leave a gap in sustainability and environment, and given the importance of the post, we would encourage Andrew and Connor to move the recruitment process along swiftly, along with that of the Energy Officer post, which is currently being reviewed. And I'm sure members of the committee would concur with the comments that I have made. As I say, there was two motions in the December Council meeting in relation to flooding, and these motions will be heard at our next meeting in January 2024. And I'm going to bring in Andrew before we move on to the agenda business. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Members, I just want to bring to attention of the committee an incident from yesterday where an employee of the Council went above and beyond the call of duty. This involved a road traffic accident, and the individual concerned was a loader on the bulky collections lorry that goes out to lift up bulky items from households. And whilst they were in the area of Bleaks, they were overtaken by a car, and the car actually clipped the side of the vehicle, with the result that the car went off the road and tumbled down into a field. And the occupant sustained a head injury. Our employee, this was a bog at this point, so it was a fairly soft environment, and that triggered the air ambulance, etc. And our employee not only assisted, but gave first aid on site and waded in basically to the bog to try to get this woman out of the vehicle. So I don't really want to put names out there because of GDPR and things, but he really did go above and beyond the call of duty. And then after everything was over, he went back on and carried on delivering bins. So I just wanted to bring that to members' attention because I think it was something that was exemplary. And the young man involved, I know Sinead was speaking to him, the young man involved certainly showed the Council in its best light and clearly assisted and probably helped to mitigate the injuries that the lady driver of the car suffered. So I just wanted to bring that to your attention, Chair.
Thank you very much, Andrew. And I must say, hearing that story, the employee, I would recommend that a letter or of appreciation from our committee and directorate to go to the employee for what he's done. I think, you know, highly commendable. He put others before himself, and that was clearly demonstrated yesterday. So again, congratulate the employee and colleagues as well. So for going the extra mile. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair.
And congratulations. And then, as I say, I've an apology so far from Councillor Killian. Killian said an apology, so he has. Is there any other apologies that we know of?
Yes, Chair, Councillor Taylor as well.
Councillor Taylor, thank you, sir. So then we move on to agenda item number 3, and it's the action sheets of our last meeting. So if we go to page 8, they would cover the from the last meeting. So if we go to page 8 for the papers, and that's page 8 onwards. Page 8, page 9, page 10, page 11, and page 12.
Everybody happy?
And everybody's happy that the...
Chairman, I'm trying to get into this chat thing, but...
Sorry, Councillor Tracy's on there first.
Dead on, thank you.
No comment.
No problem. Go ahead, sir. I see Cadogan's got a question. Councillor Truesdale.
Thank you, Chair. I just wanted to make a comment on the item 3 within upgrade to town centre CCTV and council facilities. I've previously asked why Newcastle, Downpatrick, Ballinahinch town centres are monitored separately within Lisburn against crime, and this is because this is yet another legacy issue. So it's not going to be part of the collaborative upgrade within the PSNI. I'm very happy to support the upgrades in the legacy Newry end, but after sitting on the Donard Park ASB group and recent meetings with Downpatrick TransLink, I think it's imperative that a time frame is put around the options in a business case for town centre CCTV upgrades in the Newcastle, Ballinahinch, Downpatrick legacy areas to stop negative reputational damage and chronic antisocial behaviour. Thank you, Chair.
I'll hand over to Gail to respond.
Okay. Thank you, Chair. Don't know what happened there. Councillor Truesdale, yes, that's an historic issue, as you have rightly highlighted there, in relation to the monitoring of the different areas in the district, the different town centres in the district. In relation to our time frame, the town centres have to be, town centre CCTV, if it's approved to proceed, has to be completed by the end of 2025, because at that stage the analogue lines will no longer be in effect, so they won't be they won't be usable, so it has to be completed by the end of 2025. Thank you, Chair.
Thanks so much, Gail. I hope that information helps, Jill.
Yeah, thank you.
Next, unless we have Councillor Enright, could you have a couple of questions, Cadogan? I see you've got by two.
Yes, Chair. It just concerns the vehicle replacement fleet and notes on the action sheet. I know from full council we agreed 2 points. We would always, for every class of vehicle, do a lifetime cost comparison for every class of vehicle, starting with the mechanical sweeping vehicles and the forklift truck, to see if there was better value available within EVs. And the second thing was that I think I was delighted that we had EVs going into Downpatrick for small and large vans, because they have a better payback than their diesel equivalents. But we were pressing on with diesel for... manuring on the grounds we couldn't find somewhere to plug them in. So we did say we'd have a look at that in the view of the fact we have a climate emergency. Perhaps we could find somewhere to plug them in Newry, so we could go for the cheaper option, i.e. EV vans, light and heavy. Thanks, Chair.
Thanks very much, Cadogan. Andrew, do you want to respond?
Chair, I'm content with to do a whole life cost analysis on the forklift and the mechanical sweepers as a starter for 10, as it were, before we make a decision to do every vehicle. I don't actually believe we did make a decision to do every vehicle. And secondly, on the EV, on the electric vans, there is capacity. I just want to make it clear, there is capacity in Greenbank, but there isn't as much capacity as there is in Strangford Road. There's a limited capacity because we have investigated it with NIE, and clearly it's the difference between what we've got and what they can supply us. So there is some capacity, but which we hope to use up very quickly. But there's an even greater capacity at Strangford Road. It's just the way the supply is distributed at the moment. And we will be asking for additional supply, and there could be an allocation of additional supply. We don't know how much NIE would afford us, and then whatever they afford us, we'll need to take it up, because if we don't take it up, we'll take it back off us again, I think is the way they put it. But I just want to be clear, there is capacity at Greenbank available. There just isn't as much capacity as there would be at Frankfurt Road.
Chair, could we write to NIE expressing concern because they're holding the council back and forcing us towards higher costs, and this isn't just a problem in our area, it's right across the whole of the district.
Sorry, I just want to come back in on that, because if we require a greater supply than they can supply at the moment, they could hit us with the full cost of another substation. So we just have to be careful that the council doesn't incur unnecessary cost. If somebody else asks for it and they build a substation, we could get the benefit of it, but I would be concerned that of exposing the council to excessive cost. But we will seek in the first instance to take up whatever supply is available at the moment.
Thanks very much, Andrew. Henry, you have a comment?
Yeah, Chairman, it was just on the consultation on creating a vape-free generation. I'm on the Police and Community Safety Partnership, and we had quite a detailed discussion on this with the police, and they were concerned about this. And there are unscrupulous people who are exploiting young people, and they're giving them vapes, and some of these vapes contain addictive chemicals that can make a child very, very vulnerable. And the problem is, parents don't know about it. And I don't know how we would get that message out, but certainly on that committee there was people from the Education Authority and the Youth Justice Department also. And if we could organise even a joint TikTok ad or something that will get to young people and get the parents to make them aware of this, because thankfully all my children grew up. And now I'm starting to worry about my grandchildren. And if people don't know about it, know that that threat exists, at least if you're made aware of it and you know what to look out for, then that helps to fight the battle. So, Andrew, any guidance you could give us would be appreciated, but it's just about getting that information out. Thank you.
I'll get you to reply to your query, Henry. Thank you, Chris Riley.
Thanks, Chair. Councillor Riley, if I can have quickly after the meeting with regards to the detail of the group, and we can look, certainly there's some work within the Environmental Health Department, and we can look to see if there are any linkages that we could work together on this, and with the marketing team, some of the other organisations within the health sector, the PSNI, we're doing something that would push out.
Thanks very much. If members are happy enough with the action sheets, could I have a proposer and seconder into the chat, please, before we move on to committee? Proposed by Donna, Professor McGuinness, and seconded by Councillor Tristan. Thank you. We're just having a couple of up on the screen here, so there's plenty going here. So we'll just, could we have a proposal to go into committee? Thank you. Thanks, sir. I'm going to read out here. Items 4 to 13 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1, schedule 6 of the Local Government Act, Northern Ireland 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information, and the public may by resolution be excluded from and during these items of business. So could I call for a proposer and seconder to go into closed session, please, on the screen?
Yes, and Mickey Larkin has come in on the closed session as well. Thank you. We'll just move on to the... thank you very much. Just to update the committee on what was agreed during closed session. Business case for supply of wood pellets for green biomass boiler. It was agreed on a proposal of Councillor McGuinness, seconded by Councillor Cairns, to note the contents of the report and approve the business case for the supply of wood pellets for the Greenbank Depot biomass boiler for a 5-year period. Review of public convenience opening and closing times. It was agreed on a proposal of Councillor Enright, seconded by Councillor Reddy, to note the contents of the report and approve the opening and closing times contained within Appendix 1 of the Office report, based on a review of the cleansing review and liaison with Councillor's HR department to ensure consideration of aspects contained within point 2.4 of the officer's report. Business case for bedding plants. It was agreed on a proposal of Councillor Clark, seconded by Councillor Finn, to endorse the themes as contained in the officer's report and commence the procurement for supply of bedding plants as outlined in section 2 of the officer's report. STA for metal fabrication. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Larkin, seconded by Councillor McGuinness, to note the contents of the report and approve the attached single tender action form. Business case for occasional hook hire. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor McGuinness, seconded by Councillor K. Murphy, to approve the business case expenditure to procure a contract for the occasional hire of hook loader, vehicle and driver. And for noting the items that are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act, Northern Ireland 2014, our 21 Joint Committee Members' Monthly Bulletin, 5th of December 23, it was agreed the proposal of Councillor Cairns, seconded by Councillor McAvoy, to note the ARC 21 Joint Committee Members' Monthly Bulletin from the 5th of December 2023. ARC 21 Joint Committee meeting and committee minutes of the 26th of October 2023. It was agreed the proposal of Councillor Cairns, seconded by Councillor McAvoy, to note ARC 21 Joint Committee meeting and committee minutes of the 26th of October 2023. Update on rebranding and the redevelopment of Newry Market. It was agreed the proposal of Councillor Cairns and seconded by Councillor McAvoy to note the contents of the report. The Faster EV project, the SLA, with EasyGo. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Cairns, seconded by Councillor McAvoy to note the final service level agreement with EasyGo as part of the Faster project. And last but not least, in the county items, fleet operator's license. It was agreed the proposal of Councillor Cairns and seconded by Councillor McAvoy to note the contents of the report. That's the committee items dealt with. And then outside the committee, we have 14 to 16 for noting. So if the members have any points or queries, they can contact the relevant officer. They'll only be too glad to help out. So, but the group of proposer and seconder is Councillor McGuinness and seconded by Councillor Finn. So thank you very much, and I'd just like to thank our officers and also to the front pack staff who do their best to look after us over the year with the catering and the team, and with Sarah and the team in Democratic Services. I think we appreciate all that you should do, and to wish us all a happy Christmas, and look forward to seeing you all in the new year. So safe home from Monaghan Row, and to all in line. Thanks for joining, and see you all in the new year.
Thank you, Chair.